Take your Bibles. Thank you, Brother Steve. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're continuing our Bible study on the different names or titles. I kind of call it the job descriptions of the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, let me describe it this way to you. I've used this several times already in the study. I'm a pastor. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'm a pawpaw. I'm a friend. I'm a son. I'm an uncle. I have many different titles, but I'm the same person. But each one of those roles, each one of those titles requires me to be something else. Does that make sense? That is exactly why there's so many different names for the devil. He holds many different roles, even though he's the same person. Tonight, honestly, this may be one of the most important ones that we've studied so far. Take your 2 Corinthians chapter 4, look at verse number 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, condemning ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Notice that. If the gospel's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. In whom, here it is, the God of this world. Underline that. That's the devil. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, underline that little statement there, the light, of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give us give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, look at me. We're going to use this as a springboard tonight. God does not want us ignorant of Satan's devices. He tells us that in the scriptures, that we're not to be ignorant of that. And I must recover some traction here. The word ignorant does not mean not knowing. The word ignorant means ignoring the truth. Most people think, well, that person's ignorant, they just don't know. No, an ignorant person knows the truth, they're ignoring the truth. It means they don't care what the truth is. And God says we're not to ignore Satan's devices. We're not to be ignorant in ignoring what he is. Now, I'm doing all I can to give you the facts and the truths, but only you can decide whether you will ignore or heed what God says. Tonight's study will not in any way be complete. There's no way. But it will open your eyes to much of what's going on around you. Look at verse number 4 again. In whom, here's the title, the God of this world. Notice that's a small g. Say why? Because there's only one true God. There's only one true God. The term the God of this world is another name for the devil. By the way, it's a very broad term. It's a very wide open term. Too many people, and if you don't listen to this carefully, you're going to get lost. Too many people think God is in control of every situation that takes place. That's a Catholic teaching. God is not in control of everything that takes place. God did not pre-program the earth to perform as it is. Everything that God put into place at creation is still going. We know when the sun's coming up, when it'll go down. We know what day of the year it is. We know what month it is. We know what hour of the day, because everything that God put in place is still functioning. We know when the high tides and low tides will be. We can tell you where the stars are going to be. We can tell you all the things that God put into place because God is eternal. The only thing that has changed from creation to now is the curse, which is sin and death. Also, that was placed on the earth. But still, everything that God put into place is still functioning. Man destroyed what God wanted. When Genesis 3, when Satan tempted Adam and Eve and they decided they would disobey God, watch this. From that point on, God never did get everything he wanted from man. God's not in control of every situation. Don't get mad at me here, but just because you got up and stubbed your toe last night when you kicked the bedpost in the middle of the night, God didn't control that. That was you stumbling in the night. You say, well, God must have had a purpose for it. Yeah, because of sin. But he didn't design that problem. That's a result of sin. God is life, not death. The wages of sin is death, not the wages of God. God doesn't decide when somebody dies unless it's a judgment. Sin is what takes people's lives, not God. Now, I say that because that is one of the biggest lies of the devil, the God of this world. You see, the devil has said, your God's in control of everything, and look how bad it is. And people have begun to believe that lie to where when I stand here and say what I just said, I'll have preachers tell me that they think I'm a heretic. But I can prove what I have to say biblically. They can't. Everybody doing okay? This is a lie to blame God for our sinfulness, for others' sinfulness. God didn't pre-program the people on earth to perform. By the way, that comes from a guy named John Calvin and Calvinism. Well, you don't have to get saved because God already knows who's going to go to heaven and who's not. So there's no sense in going soul winning and you can just do whatever you want. That's called evil. That's a lie from the devil. Well, that's no more true than saying God's in control of every situation. How many times did you get yourself in a situation that was sinful? God didn't control that. I've been through a lot of problems with churches. Well, God must have a reason. No, the devil does, not God. The reason the problem's in the church is because people aren't letting God control the problem. So, God is not responsible for every event of life. God did not pre-program the world on his computer and say, watch this. Let me ask you a question. Don't you think a perfect, holy, righteous, almighty God could do better? That's why our critics will say, well, how come your God lets so many problems happen? Because you're a sinner and so am I. He has to. That's what the justice of God is. Well, if he's in control of it all, he's not because your mouth's running. I've gone up against these idiots. And it shuts them down real fast. They don't know how to answer somebody who has the real answer to their question. Now watch this. God made man sinless. Once man sinned, God's plan was destroyed. There had to be a new one. That's why Jesus authored the plan of salvation. But it didn't take the wages of sin away. It took away our eternal judgment for it, but we still have the consequences of our sin in our body. Now watch this. God loved us enough, but he never tried to control every event in our life. He'll help us go through things, and he promises to go through things with us. He never promised to take every problem away before it comes. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He never said I wouldn't give you problems or let you go through problems. Hast thou considered my servant Job? Ooh. Do you remember what happened to Job? Twice the devil went to God and he said, Job will endure it. I know him. God never told Job that. Job had to go through it without knowing what was going on. So God does not plan every event. But the devil has used the idea that God controls every event to get man to blame God and get bitter at God. Look how many people are mad at God out of church because something bad happened in their life and they're mad at God. I don't understand. Why God allowed that to happen? Because we're all sinners. Plain and simple. I'm not happy Miss Shoebridge had to die and go to heaven, but guess what? It just proves she was a sinner. I'm not happy my mama died and went to heaven 6 years ago. Guess what? Proves she's a sinner. She had me. That was bad enough. I might as well say it. Y'all were going to. Yeah, that's all right. But may I say something? We're all sinners. And why should we be so upset when sinners sin? And yet we want to blame God because the God of this world, the blinded the minds of them that are lost to believe God's in control when God's not in control. Yes, sir. God tells us that the God of this world that blinded the minds. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:4 again. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the what? Minds. Not the eyes, the minds. Of them which believe not. Some of you that didn't get saved till you were adults. You thought people like me were crazy. You still do. But you're one of the crazy ones too now. You say it didn't make sense. I hear new Christians say all the time, Preacher, you just think the Bible's the answer to everything. You're right. And the more you grow in grace and the more you grow in the Lord, the more you find out the Bible's right. It sounds a little strange at first. Can I tell you why? Because your mind's been blinded by the devil. Now, but God is not running every event. Life is not some pre-programmed video game. But the devil has worked very hard to blind people into thinking that God's in control of everything. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds. I'm not afraid to say things like this. When the Pope can put himself on a pedestal above God. When they can put Mary above Jesus, who is God. And they say, well, God's in control. Well, if that's the case, quit taking offerings, Mr. Pope. And come out of your ivory palace and come live with the common man. They call him the vicar of heaven, the doorkeeper of heaven. He's nothing but the vicar of hell. Amen. I'm not saying that a Catholic cannot be saved. I've won many of them to Christ. Some of you used to be. But can I tell you something? If the Catholics believe in what they believe in, they'll die and go to hell because it's not biblical. It's right according to their church, but not right according to God. Look how prevalent the statement is. Well, God's in control. No wonder, listen to this. Let me take the our adversary side. No wonder Christianity looks bad to the world. I agree with them. God could do a whole lot better than that. Preacher, well, I'm just being honest. Drive through downtown Chicago, L.A., Detroit, Baltimore, D.C. Well, the old D.C. Miami, Houston, San Francisco, San Diego, any of the big major cities in America, you'll find out God's not in control. And I agree with those who sometimes are our enemy saying, well, if God's like that, who would want to serve a God like that? God's not like that, but that's what the God of this world has blinded your mind to believe. So when you hit him with the truth, God's only in control of what we give him control of. He doesn't force his way on anybody. God's never come to you and grabbed you by the back of the head and shoved your face down. Now you do this. Sometimes you wished he would, because it'd be a whole lot easier. But God doesn't work that way. So let me give you three thoughts tonight. Lick your finger. We're going to use our Bibles a little bit. Number one, the devil got man to sin thinking man can be as great as God. Turn to Genesis chapter 3. That's page 4 for some of you, or page 3. Genesis chapter 3. Look at verse number 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, remember we said that that word serpent, we showed you in scripture where that's the devil. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know in the day ye eat thereof, watch this, then your eyes shall be opened. God hath blinded the minds of them who are lost. And ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The devil said, look, if you'll eat of that tree, you won't need to listen to God. You could be as good as God is. You could be your own God, and you wouldn't need God to tell you what to do. That's what humanism is. That's what socialism is. You don't need anybody to guide you other than your government. That's what communism is. Communism and socialism are sisters. One rides on the back of the other. Mandami in New York City is a communist. Yes, sir. We have several of them that are trying, and by the way, they shouldn't even have any footing in America. But they're trying to be their own God. Well, you don't need anybody to tell you what you do except your government. Wouldn't you like, it's not fair somebody makes more money than you. You vote for me, I'll take their money away and give it to you. And the only person getting richer is the guy saying he's going to give you the money. Amen. Turn to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. We started this series in this chapter. Isaiah 14, verse number 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? That's the devil. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Now look at me. That's exactly who the God of this world is. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The God of this world who hath blinded the minds of them who believe not. He can't blind you if you're saved, because you've already received the light. I'll get into that in a little while here. But he can blind everybody else's eyes. Isn't it amazing, once you really understand your salvation, you begin trying to tell others about him, how frustrated you get that people won't listen to the truth? Can I tell you why? They're blind and you can see. You see where they're going and they think you're the weirdo. And we're like, but you don't understand. But God, the god of this world hath blinded their mind. Evil, sin, and Satan always want to portray truth as bad and personal choice as best. Choose the church of your choice. You have pastors in these community churches that go and take surveys to find out what people want in a church. And they try to build a church based on what that locality wants in a church. And by the way, those churches are dying out very quickly. Your community churches used to be colossal, and now they're dying out because people are finding out it's a scam. They're losing their popularity because they can have it anywhere else they want. Why should they go pay for it at a church? Do you want God or government to be your standard? The Bible, not religion. I read yesterday an article that the state is going to take up a very, the legislature is going to take up a very rough case in January about the disillusionment of churches and the role the state should play or not play. The church or the state has no boundaries that they should be able to cross on the disillusionment of a church. A lot of it is based on the Methodist churches because when the United Methodists came in, they made all the other Methodist churches turn the deeds over to their buildings to the United Methodist Corporation and denomination. Now these Methodist churches want to pull out, but they don't have the deeds to their building, and that's what they're arguing over. Well, that was their fault 60 years ago, 50 years ago. You say, preacher, they ought to go by what the bylaws of the church says, and the denomination should be sued by the individual churches, not be taken up as law at the state legislature. I'm glad we're done with the Blacksville property. Can I tell you why? I don't want to be in the middle of that mess. Psychology is man's view of man's mind. Now, everybody look at me for a second here. Would you want a 5-year-old to tell your 3-year-old how to fix a problem?
No.
Would you want your 13-year-old to tell a 5-year-old how to fix their problem? You say, preacher, that's foolish. Then what's the difference between that and man telling another man how to fix his mind, man's way? Psychology is only body and soul. It does not include spirit. And when you're only 2/3 right, it's a failing grade. Psychology is only based on the body and the mind, the body and the soul. So it's all fleshly, it's all intellectual, and it's all feelings. Has nothing to do with the spirit, and that's why these idiot Baptist pastors that are getting up sending their church members to psychologists and they need professional counseling. Then do the rest of the world a favor and quit pastoring because you're supposed to be a professional for God. Makes me want to vomit when I hear Baptist preachers. Well, I'll send my people to a Christian psychologist who got trained by the same psychologist that the worldly ones did. And they don't even use the right Bible in their counsel. Hello? Well, it's about feelings. It's not about feelings. It's about body, soul, and spirit, the whole thing. You can't fix 2/3 of something and it be right. It's still out of whack. You get 2/3 of your tire balance, but 1/3 of it's out of balance. Drive down the road in that one once. That's the way these people's lives are. It's out of balance. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Get 2/3 of your load in your washing machine balance, but 1/3 not. What's going to happen? It's going to do the hula dance all over the laundry room. That thing's going to be all over the place. Whole house is going to shake. Psychology, the word psychology is man's study of man's mind. You can't get any better psychology than that book right there. And I'm not a psychologist. But I don't need man's point of view. I need the Creator's point of view. Man seems to think that God should have forced us not to have to sin. And that sin is God's fault. No, sin is our fault. You know, God never came down and made you sin. Well, he didn't put anything in us to keep us from sin. That's called a robot. God didn't want somebody to love him because they had to. He had angels that he created for that. He wanted somebody to love him because they wanted to, not because they had to. You can't force someone to love you. You don't force or coerce people to do things so that you can get what you want. That's satanic. That's called manipulation. So, the devil got man to sin, thinking man could be as great as God, in whom the God of this world. Number two, since God is light and truth, then the devil is darkness and lying. We know that the scripture says that he's the father of all lies. Now watch this. Turn to 1 John chapter 1. Turn to 1 John chapter 1. Go back to the book of Revelation and come back a few pages and you'll be there. 1 John chapter 1. Look at verse number 1. That which was from the what? Everybody look at me. In the beginning, God. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word, capital W, of life. That's in reference to Jesus. John chapter 1, verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God, the same as in the beginning with God. John 1, 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now watch this. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Look at me. That means there's no sin in God. So for sinful things to be God's fault is anti-God. For God to be in control of bad situations, he would have to be in darkness. Now watch this. God is light and truth is light, but the devil is darkness. Do you remember 2 Corinthians 4:4? Who have blinded the minds. If you're blinded, do you see light? No, it's dark. Take your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 2. Look at verse number 9. Might be the same page. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Oh, so you say you love somebody, but you hate somebody, then you don't love. He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. He's talking about sin. Hatred blinds you. Go back to Ecclesiastes, just after the book of Psalms and Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse number 14. Sometimes the way the Bible is worded makes me laugh. This is one of those verses. The wise man's eyes are in his head. Where else would you want them, all right? You heard about the blind guy that picked his dog up and swung it by the tail and went like this? Guy said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just looking around. Anyway, all right. Verse 14, but the fool walketh in what? Darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happened to them all. He said, look, the wise man walks in light, but a fool walks in darkness. A fool is somebody that doesn't believe there's a God. Somebody who's denying what the word of God says. So the devil dwells and is darkness. Now watch this. The devil has a darkness and a power and influence with darkness. I'm going somewhere with this. Turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Some of you are going to get mad if I'm successful. Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse number 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In other words, we're not wrestling against people, correct? But against principalities, that's governments. Against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now look at me. Our enemy is not a person. It's the devil. It's principalities. It's powers. It's the rulers of the darkness of this world. And spiritual wickedness in high places. Go back to Ephesians chapter 5. Look at verse number 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of what? Darkness. But rather reprove them. Turn to Luke chapter 22. And I'm in no way exhausting this. I'm just giving you a sample. Luke chapter 22, look at verse 53. When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the what? Power of darkness. It's in reference to the betrayal of Jesus Christ and Judas being filled by Satan himself. The power of darkness. Look at Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Look at verse number 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Ooh. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Look at verse number 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now listen to me. The Bible says, God says, that the devil has a power to darkness. Why is everything in the world that is evil associated in darkness? Bars, nightclubs, at least that's what Patrick said. I'm going to get down to where we live. Look at all the evil powers in Hollywood. Spider-Man, Superman, all the other, all the fighters of evil. Why are they always dark? Everything's always dark. The Dark Knight. Why do people get afraid in the dark? Because there's powers they can't see. The boogeyman. Don't worry. He won't get you. You see, light chases away darkness. Watch this. Darkness never chases away light. You can't put darkness in front of the sun and blot out the sun. The sun, the light, will always penetrate darkness. You go out into a big field at night. Brother Aaron's got this train light that he puts on his head. I can see it for 3 miles. I can watch him walk a mile and a half, and I can follow where he's over there. No, he's over here now. Oh, he got up in the tree. You can see this train light. Now, wait a second. The darkness didn't swallow the light up. The light penetrated the darkness. Doesn't matter how dark it gets, if you have a light, you can chase the darkness away. And the brighter the light, the more darkness chases away. Now, watch this. There is a power to darkness, though. And the devil understands that power of darkness. That's why I don't believe young people ought to be up late at night. They ought to go to bed and sleep. God made our bodies to sleep at night. Well, not me. You can fight it with God all you want. God said that he made the day for work and the night for rest. Now, you take that up with God, not with me. But I am saying this. Nothing good happens late at night. Nothing. I've had very little great results spiritually late at night. I've counseled thousands who've ruined their life at night. The drinking, the drugs, the immorality, the filth, the violence, a lot of it happens at night, not in the light. Murder, you know that almost 90% of murder takes place in the darkness. It's crazy. But there is a power to that darkness. And the devil is that driving force to that power. But light chases away darkness. Now watch this, number 3, and I'll finish. What are the rulers of the darkness of this world? What are the rulers of the darkness of this world? You're near Ephesians, turn to Ephesians 6 again. We read it just a minute ago. Put on the whole armor of God, verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Go to Galatians chapter 6, just about 4 or 5 pages back. Galatians chapter 5. Verse number 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such the like, which I tell you before, as I have told you, also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. God tells us here what the rulers of the powers of darkness are. What's he talking about? Liquor. There's never a good reason to drink. Say, well, it takes the edge off, preacher. Get saved and let the Holy Spirit take the edge off. Amen. Casinos. Hello. I know there's one here. And by the way, every Catholic church has it too. It's called bingo. Drugs, whether they're prescription or whether they're illegal. Isn't it amazing? We warned everybody legalizing marijuana, what it was going to do to a community. And look at the states that have done it, and now they're having troubles. Immorality. Immorality covers a multitude of things. Hollywood. You know, it used to be 10, 11 o'clock at night, the TV went off. Whether you had it turned on or not, there was nothing on to watch. It was called, you could watch a blizzard. It was called snow. This new generation would call it white noise. We called it snow. Hollywood. Look at all the dark themes of Hollywood. Look how they've taken good things and turned them nasty. Look at the music of the day. Rock and roll, country, western, whatever genre you want to put in there, most of it is nasty. This goes without saying. The news media. A toilet bowl's cleaner than that. The news media is nothing but injustice and negative. Public education. It's vile. And the higher up you go in it, the worse it gets. Video games, not all of them. I will agree with you. But here's what's happened. A lot of video games that years ago started off good, look where they're at now. Some started good, just like Hollywood, just like the devil always does. Let's start you with a little bit, get you hooked, and then we'll just keep adding a little bit each time. Social media and internet. Good night. There's every form of filth you can find on internet. And any parent that lets their children have a phone unregulated, you need to get your head examined. Well, I trust my kid. You're showing yourself how foolish you are. Hey, buddy. My kids knew they didn't get one till they could pay for it themselves after they graduated from high school, when they were a legal adult. Say why? I wasn't going to fund it, nor was I going to. There was only one way to regulate it. It's like a rattlesnake. There's only one way to take care of a rattlesnake. You cut its tail off right behind its head. That's the best way to regulate it. Don't have it, you don't have to regulate it. I'm talking about people like George Soros. I'm talking about your world financiers. I'm not going to criticize this person. I don't know enough about him, nor do I want to investigate, but there's something just sets me on edge about a guy named Elon Musk. Not because he's wealthy. There's just something not right. Give me about 20 years, we'll find out what. I'm talking about the Muslim religion. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm talking about the Sodomites, the rainbow people, the alphabet soup crowd. I'm talking about denominationalism and religion as a whole. Folks, the Muslims are not a loving religion. I do not suggest reading the Quran, but even in their own quote-unquote Bible, it talks about jihad and killing Christians. And anybody that believes in a triune God ought to be killed. That means Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what their own Bible tells them. All that to say this. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Now I want to show you how the devil has become the god of this world and blinded the minds. We can wrap it all up in these two verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Look at verse number 14 with me. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of what?
Light.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Look at me. The word transformed comes from the Greek word metamorpha, which is where we get the word metamorphosis. That means converting from a caterpillar to a butterfly. changing from one form to another. And the devil has transformed himself from an angel of darkness to an angel of light. And verse 15, God says, and there's no great thing if his ministers also, they come across as being righteous, but they preach a gospel that says you got to be a part of the church. You got to go through catechism. You got to be baptized in the church and pray through Mary, and you got to confess your sins and pay for them. You got to do all these things. You got to earn your own salvation. And those are the ministers of darkness, not light. I read to you again, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. The devil has transformed himself into an angel of light when he is the power of darkness, to blind those that do not believe, making wrong right and right wrong. That is where we live in today's society. A preacher like me gets criticized. Oh, you're this old-fashioned hellfire damnation. Yes, I am. For by grace are you saved through faith. Well, you're just scaring people into heaven. I'll scare them out of hell and into heaven. It doesn't matter if they get scared or not. I'm not here to scare anybody on purpose, but if that's what it takes, then I'll do it. Doesn't bother me. You say, why? God says, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. If your house was on fire, do you want somebody to say, well, it's late at night, I don't want to disturb them, I wouldn't want to waken them, it's too late, we'll just let it be till morning? Because we just care so much. That's what the world's religion is telling us to do. No, I'd be banging on the doors, breaking windows, screaming and hollering, trying to help somebody. The devil has transformed himself into an angel of light. Well, you have to follow the science, intelligent people say. Yeah, Mr. Fauci. I am science, he said. No, you are a fool. Can I tell you something? We've been allowing the devil and the God of this world to silence our light and to squelch our light. Time for us to hold the light up and proclaim the light and not be afraid of the devil. Right there, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, because it'll chase the darkness away. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe one of the most important lessons I've taught in this whole series, but one that we sometimes fail to recognize. The devil is subtle. Oh, he's so subtle. Just a little at a time.